represent the city of Chicago. My team is the best anywhere I go. Even in Pacaland, I'm representing them. No, they don't like it, but hey, forget them. Ever since 1985, I'm waiting to win the Super Bowl and get Walter Payton's jersey. I still wear to every game. Unfortunately, every year is the same. Wait until next year, maybe we'll win it. Playoffs and Super Bowl.
It's so funny how the Cubs wait till next year has been transferred appropriately to the Chicago Bears. It's Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. Download with you till 11 o'clock. Patty Vasquez takes over then. Whoa, man. Yesterday, I don't even know what to say. The confidence, they mentioned this so many times at the beginning of the game. The confidence for a 2-6 team. So confident in the locker room. All arrows pointing up. I think we even talked with Adam Hoge a little bit right before on Thursday, just this concept of, you know, if the Bears can string some together, you know, they have some winnable games. Well, they came out and maybe gave the worst performance in the John Fox regime, in the history of his 2 years here. And arguably, Pete, and arguably, Doug, the worst performance in Jay Cutler's Chicago Bears career. And that's a terrible place to start this conversation. Doug Plank, the Chicago Bears great and NFL analyst, joins us after every Bears game. I wish we could talk on under better circumstances, Mr. Plank, but let's start there. Jay Cutler, arguably the worst performance in his Bears career.
You know what was really disappointing about it was to see how many times he was victimized by defenders coming up behind him. You know, everybody talks about this internal clock that a quarterback is supposed to have back in the pocket or when he's scrambling, but he didn't seem to have any of that. He was like he was out there just trying to operate without any fear of any player coming and hitting him. And I think that's what was the most frustrating. It's just to watch some of those incredible plays. The Tampa Bay had not been able to put together all season. All of a sudden, they didn't have just one of them. It was five or six that you just said after it was over. I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was their great effort on their part. But on the other hand, you have to just look at the Chicago Bears and say, where is this team at? Where are they going? And, you know, both of those locations are not good right now.
Yeah, right. Let's stay on Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler, terrible performance, minus a Hail Mary. And, I mean, it is a Hail Mary. At the end of the half, he had something like 111 yards passing, 2 of 11 on third downs. A lot of his passes errant, not to mention the turnovers, through two interceptions, including a including a pick six to Chris Conte, the embattled former Bears safety.
Oh, that hurts.
That hurts. But again, off his flat foot, throwing into the flat. I mean, everything we've known that we've been told through, whether it be from Adam Gase or Dow Loggins or anyone, has fixed the mechanics of Jay Cutler. And here he is, a veteran in this league, doing the same sloppy techniques and seems like lack of preparation that he did when he was a rookie.
It really was. I mean, I think for any person that watched that game either in person or watched it on television, you could see the breakdown in his mechanics. And Justin, you just talked about it right there. His total lack of awareness of who was around him, you know, forcing the two fumbles. And then some of the throws he made, you know, he was not set. His feet were not set. And I think he just strictly relied on his ability to throw the football. And you know, of course, it worked out great there at the end of the first half, but you cannot expect to go into a football game and just throw footballs like that up in the air. You know, but mechanically, this was the worst game I think I've ever seen Jay Cutler play from a mechanic standpoint. He was forcing every throw.
And so ill-timed for a guy who's got a contract up and people are talking about his future. He comes out and lays this egg. The other issue with Jay Cutler, and this is one that I think Bears fans are just fed up with, he is, you know, the quintessential, you know, I think he's 51-50 as a Chicago Bears starting quarterback. He is mediocre. The problem we have, though, is when the chips are down, Jay Cutler has been doing this throughout his Chicago Bears career. He almost makes it worse, where maybe they're down 7-0 on a pick six, or maybe the defense couldn't get off the field and you need a drive, and he coughs the ball up, or he can't get the third down. He throws the ball, you know, an errant throw out of bounds. He just seems to almost be the embodiment of bad karma or the idea of that lack of momentum. Do you know what I'm trying to get at?
Oh, Justin, I know exactly what you're talking about. And here's I have an answer for it. And, you know, maybe most people won't like what I'm going to say. But Jay is not on the edge. He's not feeling like there's tremendous pressure on him, although there is. But the deal is that when he signed that contract guaranteeing him millions and millions of millions of dollars, I think what it did was it took something out of him in terms of his competitiveness, his ability to analyze the situation and say, I don't want to do anything too dangerous here. All that went by the wayside. You know, you're giving somebody millions of dollars and you're saying these are yours regardless of whatever happens. So please go out there and play well. Well, you know, some people can do it. Other people can't. I just think that, you know, the lack of attention and the lack of attention to detail, you know, is suffering.
Well, he definitely had a lack of preparation. That's for sure. Doug Plank, my guest every usually Mondays when the Bears play on Sunday. We've had other times when you've come on when they're playing primetime games. But Doug, let's talk. I mean, it wasn't just Jay Cutler. That's what's really maddening about this Bears team. You know, you can go down the line. You can talk about let's go to the coaching staff. Let's talk about early success in the run game and then flat out just abandoning it. Let's talk about the fact that the special teams, I'm not really sure what Eddie Royal is doing fielding the punt at the 5-yard line before late in that game. Let's talk about the defense that unfortunately became a top 10 play on ESPN by almost looking like a clown show trying to get Jameis Winston down, and he's able to make a play that ultimately changed the game. So, yes, Jay Cutler was a big, big part of why the Bears were blown out in Tampa, but this was almost a team effort losing.
It was, you know, and sometimes, as I said before on this show, Justin, it's not a crime to lose against a good team or a great team that's in the league, has a good record. The fear is that when you get matched up against teams that are struggling, that are having a difficult time, like the Buccaneers are this year. I mean, they don't have a terrible record, but, you know, I think they're not playing up to what they were hoping to play before the year. And then you talk about some of those plays. You know, whether it was possible or not anybody's fault, that scramble by Winston where he just kept scrambling around, and it looked almost like it was choreographed.
Yeah.
Like there were players that came close to tackling him, but, you know, then all of a sudden they had to realize, okay, I can't tackle him because this will finish this play. And the incredible, I mean, it was almost unbelievable, his ability to escape all those pass defenders and then throw that ball down there for a 39-yard completion. I don't remember a play like that ever in my life.
Really?
That's... And, you know, you add something up like that. It was like a Doug Flutie, you know, back in college.
Yeah,
that
right.
Memorable game where he just launched the ball against, I think, the Miami Hurricanes. It was similar in that, you know, in that mold. You know, I think it was great what they did at the end of the first half, you know, on the Hail Mary into the end zone, that deflection, and they were able to catch it. But, you know, I have to agree with you.
That's not skill, though. That was luck.
No,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Without that, I mean, really, as a fan, as an analyst, you got to discount on Hail Mary. That offense was putrid. I mean, they gave up they scored a 54-yard field goal. That was all they could muster against one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
You know, there was another play in there. And this is no disrespect to the person that made this play. And his name was Freddie Martino.
Yeah, right.
And he was a
play right after
guy.
Right after the 40-yard
exactly.
scramble. Right. They just
exactly.
gave it.
Exactly. He makes a play. I mean, gosh, I expected them to start launching on all pro for years and years. He was a practice squad guy, and he just completely embarrassed the Chicago Bears. And there was just no consistency. I don't know. When I look at a game, I love the, as I said before, watch the sidelines and look at the energy and the effort, and it just wasn't there. It wasn't. That's what frustrated me as a player.
Yeah.
You know, I've been involved in some games where things did not go very well, but I at least like to think, you know, we put forth effort. We were still making contact, hitting people, trying to execute the details of our assignment. But I just didn't see it at the end of that game.
And that's saying a lot. You played in the late 70s. That was through a couple seasons, I suppose. But we always get caught on Doug Flank knocking someone's head off. All right, so let me ask you. This is, I mean, the game yesterday, you know, to add insult to injury, and let's talk injuries. Kyle Long out for the season, the all-pro left guard, right guard, right tackle, right left tackle. I mean, plays everything. Also, to today's news that Alshon Jeffrey has been suspended by the league for 4 games for performance-enhancing drugs. This is not... This is not the storylines you want a Monday, even after a loss. This is really adding insult to injury.
It really is, because you know this is a physical game and injuries do take place. And regardless of how you play, you can always bounce back. You can always get better. But you know, when you start incurring injuries, it's really, really hard, Justin, to have another person, like especially like a Kyle Long, to come in and whoever is going to replace him. It makes it difficult because you get in the huddle and you've been working with these other 10 guys this entire season. And now all of a sudden you get in the huddle and you look and you see a new face. And I'm just telling you how it makes you feel like, oh boy, you know, we're not full capacity. You know, we're playing with guys that are substitutes or we're patchwork and we're trying to make things, you know, better. And it's just, you know, it creates a level of inconsistency and doubt. And you only need a second of doubt in this league to lose. And obviously, that's not exactly what the Bears need right now.
The other story, Alshon Jeffrey, David Haugh had a great column he already put out today about the concept of reliability. Alshon Jeffrey, with this suspension and the injuries that he's had in the last couple of years, you have to ask yourself moving forward, is this a player that you can rely on as an organization, as teammates, as fans, who consistently, year after year, misses almost half the season?
Yes, yes. You know, there's one thing, you know, having been a coach at the college level and at the NFL level, there's a thing that coaches talk about all the time. And same thing with commentators, you know, like myself. You know, everyone likes to talk about a player's ability. Oh, he's so fast. He's quick. He's got a long reach. His arm length, you know, he's got great timing, ball awareness. It's not ability that matters, Justin. It's the availability. And what do I mean by that? You can have all the ability in the world, but if you can't go out there week after week after week and somehow be able to stay injury free or learn, I mean, you know,
or suspension free
playing. It's one of those things that, you know, the longer you're out there, the better you get at not getting injured, because you learn how to fall. You learn how to take hits. You learn how to give hits. And when a player, you start looking at his production over the course of a year, I'll tell you what, many times those players are very, very near their endpoint in the National Football League.
Let me ask you as we wrap up here, you know, the Chicago Bears, last week we're talking about maybe they can run the table and get back into this thing, and one loss really changed the course where we're now talking about a lottery team. And if not one, if there wasn't a Cleveland Browns in the league, maybe the worst team in the league. The Chicago Bears, I mean, they really are one of the youngest teams in the NFL, yet we keep hearing the R word, the rebuild. How what do you do in a situation like this when you have such a young roster and such an underachieving team?
There are certain things, even in a rebuilding year, Justin, that really you're happy with. Maybe it's something like the running game. You know, maybe it's a younger offensive line that maybe doesn't really know how to pass block right now, but they can run block really well. I mean, I'm just thinking back in the days of when I came in with Walter Payton. You know, we started out being a running team and playing tough defense. We didn't score very many points. We didn't win very many games. But you could see the progression taking place. You could see that skills were starting to come better and better to our offensive line, our defensive line, you know, the whole team in general. It was something that you could see progress from one year to the next.
Yeah.
I just think right now, you compare this year to last year, based on the plays that I saw yesterday, it looks like this team has regressed. I don't think this team is as good as it was last year.
Oh, man.
That's tough to say that. But
it
you
is.
I've got to tell you, that scramble play,
yeah,
I broke my heart.
It did.
After the scramble play, you know, then, you know, the great play, like I said, that play that Freddie Martino, their practice squad player.
It was.
I was just, that was tough.
Oh, boy. Doug Plank, Chicago Bears, former Chicago Bears safety, great NFL analyst, coach, and a download regular who comes on the program to talk about the Bears. We'll catch up with you next Monday, try to figure out what we're going to do here. Maybe we can talk about, you know, other options for our Sunday afternoon viewing. That sounds good, Doug. Thanks for joining us.
You know, Justin, really, I feel bad. Thank you. Thank you very much.